Duets, a division of Full Cast Audio, presents The Year We Disappeared, a father-daughter memoir by Celine Busby and John Busby. Read for you by Celine Busby and David Baker. Prologue.
When my dad dies, his body will go to the Harvard Medical School at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, though I suspect they are mostly interested in his head. Before the surgeons there embarked on what was at the time experimental surgery to reconstruct his face, they asked Dad if he would sign a document bequeathing his body to the hospital. They explained that they would then be able to use his skull as a model to instruct medical students training in facial reconstruction. His was an interesting case. The lower half of his jaw was removed when he was shot in the head with a shotgun. His tongue was torn in half, his teeth and gums blown away, leaving a bit of bone that was once his chin, connected with dangling flesh at the front of his face. Dad saw the surgeon's request as a hopeful sign. During his hospital stays, he always had a yellow legal pad by his bedside to communicate. On this day, he wrote a note to Mom. "They want my head after I'm gone. Asked me to sign something to donate my body. Must think I'm going to live through the surgery." The request also made me and my two older brothers feel somewhat better. We sat outside Dad's hospital room, playing Go Fish and War under the constant surveillance of the two Falmouth police officers who were on guard duty. "After Dad's dead, we'll get to see his skeleton," Sean pointed out. "We could come visit it." I wasn't so sure, but when I questioned him, Sean snapped.